Both sides in the recent debate over an initiative to require labeling of genetically modified foods say results of a recent Seattle poll are promising. Steve Jackson reports.
Support for I-522 is leading the no campaign, but the gap appears to have narrowed. A Stuart Elway poll taken last week in Seattle showed the yes votes leading the no votes by 46% to 42%, but the margin of error is ±5%. Yes on I-522 campaign spokeswoman Elizabeth Larder says the numbers are promising.
Last year, California ran a similar measure called Prop 37, and that was actually losing in the polls this time last year, and they were being outspent the same, almost the same ratio as we are here in Washington, and yet we're winning here. I think that's a very encouraging sign.
But the numbers actually show dramatic decrease in the amount of support, about 40% since the massive advertising campaign started about 6 weeks ago. Dana Bieber is with the No on I-522 campaign.
Yeah, you know, I think the more people learn about Initiative 522, once they find out what costly and misleading and unfair it is, the less they like it. And I think that's why the support has swung so much and that there's so much less support for the measure now than there was just a few weeks ago.
The No campaign has spent a record $22 million compared to about $5.5 million from the Yes on 522 campaign. The Elway poll found that voter participation could play a major role. The measure was trailing 46% to 44% with perfect voters, or those who participated in all four of the last elections, but leading 49% to 37% for voters who have voted less than half the time. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.